Open lines for you tonight. Another hour to go here. We do that either on a Tuesday or a Wednesday to give you an opportunity to sound off about things that are on your mind. And then, of course, Friday, we've always got those open lines, but they're a little darker, aren't they? Back in a moment with your calls on Coast to Coast AM. Okay, welcome back to Coast to Coast. Welcome back to the open line portion of the show. Let's go out to our wild card line. Roger is in Shingleton, California. Hey, Rog, what's up?
Oh, hey, George, how are you doing?
I'm fine. I hope you are, too.
Yeah, I am. I just had a strange occurrence happen here just last night.
What happened?
Well, it's the same room that it happens in. About 6 months ago, my daughter, you were talking about daughters, they are not easy.
They are not easy. But then they grow up, and they're very easy. They're friendly. They're great little women.
Oh, they're wonderful at times, and then it's different.
But there's that time period that's just rough.
She's 16.
Oh, she's right in the middle of it.
Yeah, it is. So we were arguing one night. I mean, that's what happens. And we were arguing, and just this picture. I mean, it's not a picture. It was in a glass frame, and a fairly large size just flew off the wall. And I swear to God, that happened
in the middle of the argument.
Huh?
In the middle of your argument.
Right. And we just stood there. We both went quiet, and it's like it shut us up. And the argument pretty much ended after that. And the glass didn't break, but the frame all broke up, and it was I put it back together, but it flew off the wall. I mean, it was like feet away from the wall. And then the same room, just this happened last night. We weren't arguing or anything. She was asleep, and I was in the kitchen, and there we have some boxes in there where we store stuff. And I had this one box with a real large toaster, you know, like those old toasters from the 60s or 70s. And it's the round kind. And it's heavy, and it's chrome. And I was standing there, and I looked, and the thing started moving. And I swear to God, George, I'm not hallucinating. It really did happen.
What's going on over there?
I could hear it, and I could hear the moving of it. And I'm thinking, oh, there's a rat or something under there, but it'd have to be a big rat to lift that thing up.
A really big one.
And then it stopped. And then I stood there and I looked at it. I didn't want to touch it because I thought I was going to find an animal in there. And it was just a cardboard box. And so I didn't do anything. And I have a St. Bernard, and he was watching it too. He was watching me watching it. And, you know, he wasn't barking. He wasn't doing any kind of, you know, what they say in the movies they do. But then it started moving again, and this time when it moved up. It actually was coming out of the box, kind of. And I'm not bullshitting. I mean, I'm
up,
not,
up, 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 up. Can't say that.
I didn't say it. But it came, started coming out of the box, and then it came, and then it went back down, and then I thought, oh, there's an animal in there, right? So I let it sit, and I'm thinking, well, I'm going to find a rat or something, you know, and I move it, and there's nothing in it. There was just nothing in
the box. Well, that place is haunted, whatever's going on there. It is haunted. Unbelievable, to be sure. Lots of emails come in over the course of the week, and I'm talking about lots of emails about people experiencing bizarre things, just like Roger did. The biggest one, you won't believe it, is people are losing their keys, and then they come back and they find their keys. Tom, I know you got a tweet or a text for us, but has that ever happened to you? You put your keys somewhere, and then they're gone, and then they're right there when you find them?
You know, I used to do that, but I saw that I put a hook up in my house, and now I know where they are all the time, because that used to happen all the time.
Really?
Yeah, so now I have this one hook.
Was something taking them?
You never know, you know?
You don't know.
It's weird.
Yep. What do we have? Tweet or text?
We're going to do a text from Gerald.
All right. Now you're into the text mode.
Huh? West Palm
Beach. By the way, Skype is open at George97313.
Skype is wide open.
Yeah.
Gerald says, why is it the people for gun control don't realize that it's people that kill and not guns?
We have always said that.
Mm-hmm.
Always said that. As a gun owner and as a trained gun owner, that's what kills. It's not the gun. It's not the knife. It's the sicko behind it.
I think it's education is the reason. They need to be a little bit more educated.
You know what? You mean with the people who question it?
Well, when you think about it, I mean, it's totally logical. It's not the weapon that kills. It's the person behind it that's doing it. So I think you just need to think about it.
And the criminal will always find a way to get the weapon.
Yes.
You cannot take them away from good people.
No.
Good people don't go out to try to find illegal guns. They buy them legally.
They just want to protect themselves.
That's it. Or sport. They do that. I've never been into sport hunting. Have you?
No. I like going to the range.
Well, that's fun.
That's fun.
You do that and stuff like that. But are you pretty good with a handgun?
I'm okay.
What does okay mean?
I can...
Do you hit the target?
Yes, I hit the target.
Yeah, but where? You're not supposed to shoot at the head. Did you know that in the target range? They don't like that. You're supposed to just shoot at the body mass.
I never knew that.
They do.
On the targets they sell?
They frown on people shooting the targets in the head.
I so did not know that.
But everybody does.
But I get the circle ones. I don't get the people-shaped ones.
Oh, no. In St. Louis, they're the people-shaped ones.
So I can hit the first three rings.
That's pretty good.
Yeah, it's not bad.
And how far away are you? 3 feet?
No. No.
All right, thanks. Let's go to Kevin in Hesperia, California. Welcome to the show. Hi, Kevin.
How are you tonight, George?
Wonderful.
Hey, you were talking about Halloween, and Halloween's coming around the corner.
It sure is. Love the season.
It was like three or 4 years ago. You had, I think it was a paranormal or someone that was on that actually moved out in the country, and they lived in a huge barn, and there was a couple outbuildings.
Right.
And I think she actually, I believe it was a female, and she talked about how when they moved in there, all of a sudden weird things started happening. Like things were moving from the main house to the other outbuildings. Do you remember that?
Vaguely. We always get those strange stories. It might have been a caller.
But I think it was a story, and she was actually talking about writing a book, and... Then all of a sudden,
Person that wrote in, as we solicit these stories, wrote in, and Tom picked her.
It was an amazing story because I was, like, on the edge of my seat listening. And you were, too. And the questions you were asking almost kind of blew your mind as well.
Wait till this year.
Really?
Oh, boy. But I love that. But yeah, you're right. Something very strange happened to where she went out there and spooky. But do pay attention to the website. Lex will be posting very shortly how to submit your ghost stories with your phone number so we can call you back and line you up for the show. The reason we do that is because open lines are ghost-to-ghost night, and a lot of people with some incredible stories might not be able to get through. So we want to be able to at least give you folks a chance to be on with your incredible stories. And if you want to get on, make sure you send it. A typed up version of the story with your phone number. When we start posting the solicitation on coasttocoastam.com, which will be pretty soon. Let's go next to Nevada, Las Vegas. Jeremiah's with us on Coast to Coast. Hello there, Jeremiah.
How you doing, brother?
Okay.
I was just going to ask a question for you.
Okay.
Did you know how in, I think it was France, I guess there was a shooting, and then they went in martial law because there was fear? Do you think that it would keep happening here in the U.S. and it would suspend the presidential race?
There's always been a question on whether the presidential election would be suspended. It would have to be one horrible, large event to suspend the election. I mean, it would have to be, sadly, I think, a 9/11 type of event on that day or within days before the election in order to get the election postponed. But it would only be postponed for a short time. It's not going to be something that goes on forever. And that's the luxury of this. By the way, did you see where George H. Bush, H.W. Bush, has apparently endorsed Hillary? That's amazing. It really is. That's what I say. This whole election is strange. We've got Andrea in Placerville, California with us now. Good morning, Andrea.
Good morning. I'm a longtime listener.
Well, thank you.
Thank you for taking my call. I've been listening to Coast since the middle 90s.
Now, you go back to the beginning.
Yeah. And you've taken the show a long way.
We still have miles to go, Andrea. We're not done.
The world is always changing.
So it sure is. You got it.
But I have something to say that some people are not going to like, and some people will.
All right.
But I have to say it because I'm watching this unbelievable election on television, and I agree, it's the strangest thing I've ever seen.
It really is.
But 10 years ago, I was with some friends, and we were watching TV, and there was some politics on, and Hillary came on, and I just, in my brain, went, and I said, I pointed at the TV, and I said, that woman is going to become the first woman president of the United States.
You felt that?
I knew it. I knew it instantly. And all my friends went, oh, I don't think so. No way. You know, I go, no. And I really wasn't that into politics. And I said, no, she will become the first woman president of the United States. And then a couple years later, you know, I was following her then, and I could see she was setting herself up
for
all these positions.
For the run.
Yep. Yes. And I said, see, she's going to run. And that, at that time, she was saying, oh, no. And I said, yes, she is. She's going to run. So she did. And when she didn't make, I told everybody, see, I told you, see? And when she didn't make the primary, it threw me for a loop. Because I knew I was spot on. I knew
it. And you couldn't believe you were wrong, right?
I just thought, it was too real. The premonition was too real for it to be not true. And I don't get premonitions all the time. Once in a great while, I have this extra sense. And I don't know where it comes from or how it works, or I can't control it. It's just...
Well, you're gonna have that opportunity pretty soon to see if that happens.
She didn't make it. And I couldn't believe it. I just went, well, how come? Where did this Obama guy come from left field? I don't even know who he was. And so, because I didn't follow politics, so I didn't know he was the governor of...
No, he wasn't. He was a senator from Illinois.
Right, yeah. So, anyway, I thought it was over for her. And then somebody had come to my house just campaigning and for Obama's second election. And he said, well... have you heard the rumor in the Democratic Party that Hillary's going to run again in 2016? And I said, really? I go, no, really? And so I didn't know if that was true or not, but sure enough, she did. And I know that she will become the president. And I see all of these polls going up and down and
up and down.
Everybody's saying this and saying that, you know, all this rigmarole, all this stuff going on, and all these debates, and all these other, you know, political programs, you know, speaking what they think and my think, and, you know, blah, 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 blah. And I just sit here and I just, I override all of it because I know, regardless of what she did or, you know, what Trump's doing or whatever, she will become the president. But I sense maybe only one term because I don't think she, you know,
health-wise,
stamina to do two terms. All the guys that do two terms age, and they're
God! You see them when they went in, and when they come out, and they've aged like 50 years.
And so, but anyway, I just know she will become the president. And whoever becomes the president, I really don't think Trump's going to make it. He might make it at another time, but I don't think he's going to make it this time. But the next 4 years is going to be, holy hell's going to come down.
Well, we shall see. Now, I don't think, if Donald does not win, I don't think he's going to come back in 4 years. I really don't. And you may be right. If she wins, she only may be a one-term president. If her health situation is as bad as some doctors have predicted, who knows what's going to happen? And that's what I mean, Andrea, as you will admit, it is a very strange election. I think we have time for one more quick call. Gary in Santa Maria, where'd you go last time? I went to the phone and you were gone.
Yeah, it absolutely hung up, and I'm on a phone that I can't accidentally hang up on.
Good.
This is the most important call I've ever made. My belief is that Google has targeted alternative media for demonetization. You're on the front line of that, and all of your guests, your former guest, David Seaman, was fired from the Huffington Post and demonetized. Alex Jones demonetized. Mark Dice demonetized. It seems to be only Trump supporters and Bernie supporters that are suffering demonetization.
Hmm.
So far, I haven't been able to find a single Hillary YouTube channel that has been demonetized. And remember, when they let the firewall down and the DNC went into Bernie Sanders' database,
yeah,
they said they didn't get anything. They got something. And Google is in bed with the DNC up to their eyeballs. I don't believe they drew the line at just the Bernie supporters, because obviously if you pick on either Bernie or Trump supporters, you'll be spotted. But if you have half Democrats and half Republicans that are being demonetized, it'll get past everybody. Check your list of guests. Find anybody that's controversial that hasn't been demonetized. And I'm talking about just poor people making an extra 100 or two a month, not to mention the big guys. Alex Jones blew it off, says he doesn't care. Well, he might not care. I had a YouTube channel absolutely suspended. George, I have 17 YouTube channels with all kinds of subscriptions to both parties. I'm telling you, there's a data pattern there. Your and your guests are on the front line. You probably should have David Seaman back on to talk about why he was fired from the Post.
Yeah, he was the Bitcoin expert too, wasn't he, if I remember?
Yes, he was. And also Dr. Drew for talking about
Hillary's health. You might be right, Gary. It's worth looking into. We shall see. On our next Coast to Coast program, we've got a doozy for you. We're going to first of all talk with William Endall about what this Monsanto-Bayer merger means and how it affects all of us. And then later on in the program, the legend of Toad Road, missing people on that road. It's a strange, strange story. Okay, welcome back to Open Lines on Coast to Coast AM. By the way, you can get to Coast AM by also typing in my name, georgenori.com. It's very simple. Or C2CAM.com. We've added a couple little ingredients there for you to get to the website. Or just type out Coast2AM.com. But georgenori.com will get you to the website as well. Frank in Hollywood, Maryland, it's your turn. Welcome to the show, Frank.
Howdy, George. Glad to be back with you.
Thank you.
Every year, I'd like to do a short retrospective on my favorite guests. And tonight, I want to do my favorite callers. And it only take me a couple of minutes.
Okay.
Linda Moulton Howe still remains number one, 5 years in, 5 years the consecutive.
Okay.
Number two, a tie between Rosemary Ellen Guiley and Glynis McCants.
Okay, now she's the numbers lady. Rosemary is on Dreams. Go ahead.
Number four is Jonathan Cahn has come from lower down the list to number four.
The man on he's the man who talks about the Shemitah.
I could listen to him for hours. If I was on a plane to Australia. You know how long that takes? I'd want him sitting next to me. himself, of course.
Yeah, but he'd be trying to sleep, and you'd be waking him up.
Number five, John Hogue is right there. And then honorable mention, Lionel Fransby, or is it Fransby or Fransby?
Lionel Fanthorpe.
Where has he been? I want to hear from him again.
He's not feeling well, Frank. He's very he's been very, very ill. So Tom is in touch with him.
Then the callers, there's a tie between number one and number two, Cornelius of Louisiana with his Bible, bullets, beans, biscuits, bacon, broccoli, and molasses. You're going to need those things if that grid goes down. And then Jeff of Culver City, which we heard from tonight, this guy, he's very intelligent. He could have his own radio show with a little polish. And then number three, Joe from the Bronx, New York. Number four is Moses from Chicago, the conscience of coast to coast. And number five is that lady. She's also from New York. She calls you quite often. She's an elderly lady. I forget what her name is.
Oh, Jan. Her name's Jan. Jan with the high squeaky voice.
Now, Barry McGuire, have you made any progress of getting him on the program?
Well, we had him on.
When?
He popped on maybe a week or so after he sent me the email.
It was brief. It wasn't a full program.
No, no, no. It was just a quick call.
Right, a call. I heard the call, and I've been waiting 54 years to ask him a couple of questions.
Oh.
Eve of Destruction is...
great song.
Between Eve of Destruction and Mr. Tambourine Man by the Byrds, I'm giving them Song of the Century. Now, that's a new thing that you should ask callers every once in a while. Song of last century.
I like that.
It's hard to do. It's hard to have a favorite song.
All right, Frankie. I got to move on to get some other calls, or I'll be into the next century. But thanks. I like those. I liked all your picks. Tom, we've got a tweet or a text from you? No, not yet. You're not ready? Still working on it. They're still coming in. Okay. Let's go to Lori in British Columbia, Canada, on the international line. Hi, Lori.
Hi. Thanks for taking my call.
You're welcome.
I'm super nervous.
Why?
Oh, I don't know.
Is it because you're talking to millions of people, or
yes,
because you're talking to me?
Anyways, okay, a few months ago, I watched a documentary, and it was about Bill and Hillary. And when they first got into politics in the 70s, up until, like, today, there has been, like, 43 people that worked for them, employees, and they all mysteriously died.
They have had a lot of people that they've been associated with have died. That is true.
Right.
They haven't been implicated in anything, but it is bizarre. It is strange.
Exactly. It's kind of weird. And I just want to ask you one more thing.
Yeah.
Okay, well, I was walking through the mall today, and I looked up, and I saw this Halloween costume, and it was of a clown.
Oh, don't get it.
Are you still scared of them?
It's not that I'm scared of them. I just don't like them.
Creepy
clowns.
Right.
And after I started talking about it, these creepy clowns started popping up all around the country. God, I hope they're not coast-to-coast listeners who say, hey, let's just do this. Tom, what do you got for us?
Way, I just started it. Don't read it.
What?
I just started it. Stephen
King's
Ed.
The book. Okay.
Great book, but not
I
for
had
you.
No idea what he was talking about. Did you, Nathan? No.
Clowns, it, you know?
Started.
Okay, so text in
thought
from...
you were having your lunch in there.
Jerry in South Carolina. Do you have a favorite book that you want to read but haven't gotten to yet?
I just ordered one.
What'd you order?
I get a lot of books, as you know, from publishers for potential guests. And most of the guests that are on, I'm reading their books quickly. Some of them I scan. Some of them come in later after the interview. But I just bought American Pharoah, the Triple Crown winner. And it was like Seabiscuit.
Uh-huh.
And so I definitely want to find out what's going on.
You just finished the JFK book, didn't you?
The JFK book, The Dark Days of Camelot by Seymour Hersh. I would like for you to get him on the program. He's up there in age. There's a one I'm reading one on Frank Sinatra. I like those things. I like the real ones. You know, my book, Night Talk, is a novel, and a lot of people like that too.
Mm-hmm.
But
you ever read Stephen King?
Yeah, yeah, and it is one of the great books.
It's one of the best.
I also like the story of the trucks that went around the coffee shop. They were like alive. That was a great one.
Which one?
I don't know. I can't remember the name of the book or the story.
Is it a Stephen King book?
Stephen King something, yeah. They turned it into one of his films. Well, these trucks had minds of their own. It was weird. They turned it into a little movie. Somebody will get it and email.
I'm gonna look this up, yeah. Cool.
Okay, good. Thanks. Let's go to Kathy in Athens, Georgia now. Hello, Kathy. Good morning to you.
Hey.
Hi.
Thank you for taking my call.
You're welcome.
I'm glad you do this because some of us have stuff on our mind.
Of course. That's what we do it for.
Well,
it's called the pressure cooker relief.
Thank you. Well, I'm one of those people that like to fill out other people, how they think.
Yeah.
And I talk to young people a lot. I'm on up there, so I've lived through a few presidents. And I had one young person, 26. We're talking about politics, of course. But anyway, President Reagan came up in his conversation, and he said he was a terrible president. And I'm going, why do you say that? And he says, well, through history books. And I start thinking, history books. So I was just wondering, is there somebody that can study out our school books that our kids are getting and see if they're getting accurate information?
Well, they're supposed to be. Schools are supposed to have people on the staff who are responsible for the books they order, and they read them. They're supposed to. And they check them. They're supposed to see what, you know, the kids are getting. And then they approve them for the curriculum, and in they go. I would hope they do that. I wonder how many schools just simply buy the books and put them in. You never know. Basil's with us in Beaumont, Texas. Basil, welcome back to the show.
Oh, thank you. I was calling about the vocalizations of Bigfoot that it's been said by, recorded by Ron Moorhead, Sierra Sounds. He has books, CDs, club membership and stuff. And these vocalizations, he said that he had a nationally renowned linguistic listened to the sounds and said that it's a definite language, you know, but they just couldn't understand it.
Right. Like dolphins. They have a language, too.
Yeah, but this one is not hard to interpret. I have an excerpt right here that I would like you to hear, and it's speaking. It's saying, ice cream, banana split, do you want any? And then the other guy is slowly saying, you got a deal.
Now, where'd you get this?
It's off of a program that, you know, I recorded it.
Off a TV show?
No, off your program.
Oh.
Yeah, with Connie Willis.
Yeah. Okay. And, she was on a couple weeks ago.
A lot of Bigfoot people make reference to this and saying that it's vocalizations. Listen, please. Here it is.
We're going to listen in on this. If it comes up.
Wait, just a second.
Hurry up. We're almost out of time.
Okay.
Might not be the right time to do this.
Yeah, may not be.
It's not playing. Okay. We'll do that at another time. But we've got clips of that, too. Yeah, that was a great show. Connie was on a couple weeks ago with that. She loves Bigfoot stories. I mean, simply loves Bigfoot shows. Don is in Salem, Oregon. Hey, Don, welcome to the program. What's up?
Hiya, George. I've got to give you an attaboy for your comment about Rouhani at the top of the show tonight.
Yeah.
Yeah,
thank you.
not a whole lot of people are going to be that blunt. I just nothing but accolades for you. I don't know what people what they're thinking anymore with these people from the Middle East coming in here. Everybody says we'll vet them. They have no way of knowing who these people are. And I did the math on this. At $64,000 a person, we've got 75,000 in this year. That's 48 million. Next year they want 110,000. That's 71 million. So you're talking about $120 million of people we're letting in here. We don't know who they are. And you're taking the risk of them killing, maiming, or hurting an American.
That's right. And it just takes one of them, just one sicko to do that.
I thank you, George.
All right. You're welcome. We got to keep controlling that. We have to muffle it and do whatever we can to fix this and to fix this and to get it done. Well, I hope you like what we call midweek open lines, because I do this either on a Tuesday or a Wednesday after the first couple-hour guest to give you an opportunity just to sound off about things, whatever they may be. Different than Fridays. Fridays I like theme-based things on, you know, after-death experiences and things that you've gone through and bizarre things and spooky things. That's different. That's what Fridays are made for. That's what Fridays are. They're fun to do that. But during the week, Tuesday or Wednesday, I want you to sound off about world events and things that are happening. Now, because Friday, I'm at a corporate event. They're stealing me away for the night. Jimmy Church is going to fill in. I won't have a chance to play UFO Phil. And the caller that called in last hour just adores UFO Phil. I haven't had a chance to play it for a couple weeks, but I will now.
Well, I never knew I had Martians in my garden. And I never knew there were aliens on my roof. I got shadow people, and they're living in my basement. Got a funny feeling Bigfoot's gonna be here soon. I was so blind before, I was so unaware. But now I swear I'm seeing Sasquatch over there. Turned on my radio in the middle of the night, and I heard things I need to know. Now I can see the light, and I also see a ghost, 'cause I'm listening to Coast to Coast. Well, you never knew that your baby was a hybrid, but as he grew, you began to see the clues. Now you know the signs, 'cause you learned it from George Norrie. Even while you sleep, you've got Martians watching you. I turned on my radio in the middle of the night, and I heard things I need to know. And I can see the light, and I also see a ghost, 'cause I'm listening to Coast to Coast. Or good evening, wherever you may be, whichever world you're living in, whatever century, your voice is always welcome here on my radio. Call in with your space transmitter or your telephone. And I turned on my radio in the middle of the night, and I heard things I need to know. Now I can see the light, to see a ghost, 'cause I'm listening to Coast to Coast, 'cause I'm listening to Coast to Coast.
For Nathan Staten, Dan Galanti, Tom Danheiser, Lisa Lyon, Lex Lonehood, Sean Laudasaur, Stephanie Smith, Chris Borelson, George Knapp, I'm George Norrie, somewhere out there on Coast to Coast AM. We'll see you on our next edition. Until then, be safe, everyone.